perceived inconsistency in some of the regulations that related to imported cheeses, and Australian cheesemakers wanted to be able to produce similar kinds of cheeses. So what we've got are regulations now that sort of emulate some of the processes, guidelines, regulations that apply in other parts of the world where raw cheese is a little bit more common.
Just to put it in perspective, how many cheesemakers in Australia now make cheese from raw milk?
Because it has been banned pretty much locally, there's two that I know of, one in South Australia and one in Tasmania, of course.
Tom, what's your involvement in the raw milk issue?
I'm a food microbiologist, so we keep an eye on those sorts of things as well. But I've been involved in doing a project for the New Zealand Ministry of Primary Industries, as well as Victorian Department of Health, also had an interest in the issue from a perspective of protecting public health, but without hindering primary industries too much, but coming up with a sensible set of regulations that do protect the public.
Now, what has your research indicated about the safety factors in making cheese from raw milk?
If we think about the regulations, because it's probably a good place to start, what they're saying is that if we've got a product that doesn't support the growth of those bacteria that can make you sick, as long as you start with very good quality milk, that is milk that doesn't have any of those bad bacteria in them, or very, 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 very few, and that the process doesn't allow growth of the bacteria, and that if there is a little bit of growth, then that's countered by the bacteria dying off in the cheese during the period of ripening or maturation, then that should be the basis for being able to produce a cheese made from raw milk.
Now, over the last couple of years, I believe your laboratory at UTAS has been devoted to a fair bit of cheese making.
Yeah, we produced, I think, 5 or 6 different kinds of cheese. We made them with raw milk and with the same milk that we pasteurised here as well. And just looked at the differences in the behaviour of the bacteria in those different cheese products. We tried to emulate commercial practice as closely as we could, so we had the assistance of a couple of cheesemakers, one looking over our shoulders the first time we tried it, but getting regular advice from them, and others who were doing it sort of from a hobby. So the cheeses were, for all intents and purposes, the same sorts of cheeses that people might like to make and buy. What we did was put those bad bacteria into them and watched what happened over time. So we did a lot more tests along the way on those cheeses that we made.
Tom, why did cheesemakers want to use raw milk?
I think there's a general perception, and I guess a couple of the cheesemakers I've spoken to here make the point that you get a more diverse set of flavours and tastes and aromas from cheese made from raw milk. And partly that's due to the presence of other bacteria that you don't put in as part of the cheese making process, but that are present naturally in the milk itself. If you pasteurise the milk, those bacteria get killed, and so their contribution is to some extent nullified. At the same time, in any cheese making process, we add other kinds of bacteria, typically called lactic acid bacteria, the ones that we use to make cheese. And so they also make contributions to flavours and so on. And there are other kinds of bacteria and moulds that are added for specific kinds of cheese too, that also have a particular role in the texture and the flavour development.
What sort of cheeses are we talking about that can be made from raw milk? Any sort of cheese?
Not any sort. If you look at the regulations, and there's a good reason for this, they'll pretty much eliminate soft cheeses. So it'll be sort of more firm cheeses like Goudas, Edams, Cheddars and so on, because they're the ones that do not allow the growth of those pathogenic bacteria once they've been matured, or whilst they're maturing as well. With the soft cheeses like Brie and Camembert, over time, the pH, the acidity, if you like, in the cheese is reduced, and as that acidity drops down again, it allows pathogenic bacteria to start to grow. So in a Gouda or an Edam or a Cheddar, they're suppressed from growing and in fact die slowly over time. In a Brie or a Camembert, when that ripening process starts, when it starts to go soft in the middle, that allows, if there are any those bad bacteria there, that allows them the opportunity to start to grow again, and that's why they're inherently less safe.
Do you expect that there'll be a flood of raw milk cheeses coming onto the market over the next few years following this decision?
I couldn't really say, but I would imagine, given the level of interest from cheesemakers, that there'd certainly be quite a few that'll give it a go. And there are good reasons why they would want to do that. The connoisseurs might well prefer it, but it won't be a cheap process because of all these extra regulations that relate to farm practice, so animal husbandry practice, the actual process of milking, milk transport, things you have to do before you even start to make that cheese. So again, pasteurisation covers a lot of woes along the way. If pasteurisation isn't in place, you have to do lots and lots of other things to ensure the overall safety of the milk that's going into the process before you start.
So what would your basic message be to a cheesemaker out there thinking about using raw milk?
I think whatever happens, there's going to be a lot of regulatory oversight. So probably one of the first things is think it through, read the new FSANS guidelines. It provides a lot of sort of practical information as well. And then go and talk to the regulator. So in Tasmania, that's Tasmania Dairy Industry Authority. They're the guys who know about this stuff and they're on top of it now.
And what about consumers out there thinking about purchasing raw milk cheese?
As long as it's made according to these new guidelines and regulations, it should be safe. There's, as I said, there's a lot of effort that will be required. It won't be an easy process to make a raw milk cheese, but neither is that the case in other parts of the world where they have similar levels of regulation and government oversight. And again, it's all about public health. But if it's produced under a certified program, and there'll be a lot of, as I said, oversight and assurance that everything's being done according to the plan and the guidelines, it should be safe.